Hi guys, welcome back to Happy to Be Here. You just heard my two-part special, I'm assuming. And you're getting more content! Wow, this is something we have never heard of! So basically, I'm gonna be covering, like, a SpongeBob episode that I said I really liked because, like, they kind of mixed up the formula just a bit. I think it's, like, nothing major, but I think it's a really decent episode. And I may later on down the line cover one that I absolutely hate, because I did say I'd cover that. But, you know what, I guess I could do them in the same episode. I was gonna cover, like, what has kind of happened to T for Teen Games, but I guess I'll cover the two SpongeBob episodes. Because that would kind of make a cool combo, because they are kind of related. So, let's start off with three deadly challenges. Why I kind of like this episode is basically... Oh no, it's called Bubble Bass's Tab. Never mind. Wrong name, whoopsies. Basically, the idea of this episode is Bubble Bass's Tab is, like, overdone. And I don't really care about that part. Not really why I'm interested. The only, like, reason, maybe, to, like, watch this episode is basically, like, the Squidward parts. I'd say it's, like, really cool to see Squidward in a different, like, like, acting different. I think it's kind of cool to see characters, like, act just kind of differently. Not, like, changing way too much, but, like, kind of just, like, going with the flow of things. Like, that's basically why I really like this episode. Squidward, at, like, halfway point, just kind of goes with what's going on and says, you know what, why not? Alright, let's go. So, basically, Mr. Krabs is like, you gotta pay your bill! And Bubble Bass is like, haha, no, peasant, goodbye. So, Squidward and SpongeBob go to Bubble Bass's house to, like, collect Bubble Bass's tab. And they enter Bubble Bass's, like, basement. And there's a life-size version of the Three Deadly Challenges board game. And basically, Three Deadly Challenges is, as it sounds, Three Deadly Challenges. You gotta complete... them to get a chance at tagging your opponent, and basically you win after you tag the opponent, from what I understand about this. And why I kind of like it is Squidward starts off like cynical at first, and he's like, no, SpongeBob, you're not gonna brainwash me into thinking this cardboard trash is a wonderland. And then, like, as he goes on, Squidward kind of becomes like more okay with the idea of, like, letting fantasy just kind of be a part of the experience. He kind of, like, starts off kind of rough, and he's like, oh my goodness, SpongeBob, you're wasting our time. We could just beat him up and steal his tab. And then by the end, he's like, oh yeah, that was actually way more fun than just beating him up and stealing the tab. So they go through all these trials, and Squidward, lands one blow on Bubble Bass. Oh my goodness. Why is this chair never comfortable? It's, whenever I'm recording, I always have to move something and make this, oh goodness, better. So basically, Squidward does it, and Bubble Bass is like, I have no money, what are you gonna do with me? And Squidward's like, I will leave it up to Sire Krabs, and we'll see what he thinks your punishment should be. And so basically Squidward and SpongeBob go back to the Krusty Krab, and Bubble Bass is forced to, like, work to pay off his tab. But, Bubble Bass just isn't fit for work, and so the customers just pay Krabs to let Bubble Bass off. Now, here's, like, what I kind of really like. It's kind of the ending scene and, like, the things leading up to it. So, basically, Squidward was forced to do tango with Bubble Bass's mom in one of the deadly challenges. And later on, SpongeBob, like, at the end, asked Squidward for a dance. To, like, do tango. And I think it was really neat. Because Squidward said, eh, why not? And started doing the tango with SpongeBob. And then, like, Bubble Bass's mom was like, hey, can I have this dance? And Squidward's like, why not? And it's kind of cool to see, like, Squidward happy. Because usually he's, like, But what if I just destroyed your existence, Mr. Square Bob Sponge Me Boy Man Bob? Boy Bob Man Bob. Boy Bob Be Bob Be Bob. Mr. Bob. So I think that's really cool. But let's get on to the episode I don't even know what this episode's called, but I'm gonna call it Sick Day. Because that's basically the premise of the episode. Squidward is having nightmares about his work, basically, like, customers being unruly and annoying and basically just not normal. Like, overly psychotic and like, where's my refill? I just finished my Coke. I expect a free refill. And basically, Squidward decides, you know what? I'm gonna call in sick. And well, I don't think this is the answer, but I also think, like, the repercussions for him calling in sick aren't what, I don't think he deserved it, literally, like, jeez, Krabs, like, you good? You literally tortured somebody. If this is a real person, they would be dead. So setting you up with that logic, let's hop into what happens. So Squidward pretends to be sick and basically calls into the Krusty Krab and is like, Mr. Krabs, I'm sick and I can't make it in. And Mr. Krabs is like, I really doubt that. And so Mr. Krabs is over here like, you don't sound good, but I don't believe it. And so Squidward's painting and Mr. Krabs obviously looks through the telephone. Like how you do, you know, you just look through the telephone. Hello, I see you. And so SpongeBob, like, Mr. Krabs takes SpongeBob and makes Squidward take him into his house. Which, I don't think that's something you can do, even if you are Squidward's boss. It's literally his property, he pays the bills, it's his home. What on earth, you can't just do this, Mr. Krabs. I am literally about to give you a magical coin and let you wish to be battered and buttered. Isn't it buttered and battered? I don't know. One of those things. You're gonna become crab legs, Mr. Krabs, if you don't stop this shenanigans. So, like, Mr. Krabs is like, I think that you need a nurse on site because you just sound terrible, Mr. Squidward. And he's like, Mr. Krabs, stop. And Mr. Krabs is like, you either take him in or, like, you know, you could say goodbye to your job, you know? And so, oh goodness, I just accidentally hit the phone. Whoopsies, haha, not good. So basically, Squidward takes him in, and SpongeBob starts pampering Squidward. And SpongeBob can't find anything wrong because, I mean, Squidward's not sick. And I feel like it's sadistic of Mr. Krabs. Like, he knows Squidward's not, like, ill. But he sends SpongeBob, who apparently has nurse training, and a giant encyclopedia of, like, what to do to kill it. Oh my goodness, cure ailments. So I don't know. I mean, we did see SpongeBob in an episode, like, as a nurse, and he would it be a nurse? Doctor, I am so sorry. I am so sleepy and tired and like losing my mind because Mr. Krabs is making me go insane. Yeah, so we've seen SpongeBob has some medical knowledge, which is more than I could say about Mr. Krabs. He'd probably just let you, like, not live. I mean, if it's between you living and him, like, having to spend money on you living, looks like you're not living. It would have cost me 2 cents to, like, call a taxi. Not a taxi, an ambulance. And you know those 2 cents, that's your paycheck. And if I don't pay you, then I get in trouble with the law. So it looks like you're just not going to live, not going to get paid. It's a win-win for me. So basically, what pursues is SpongeBob basically torturing Squidward. Like, he puts a leaf inside Squidward's, like, lungs. He electrocutes Squidward. He, like, freezes Squidward. And it's basically just, like, a lot of things. And then Mr. Krabs calls and he's like, how is everything going, SpongeBob? And Squidward's like, Mr. Krabs, please stop this. Please stop this. I think I'm feeling better. And, like, Mr. Krabs is like, you don't sound so good. Amp up the treatment. And so it just, like, this torture continues. And I don't like that. It shows a more, like, sadistic side of Mr. Krabs. And it sucks that SpongeBob's forced to be used as Mr. Krabs' pawn in this psychotic form of medical practice. And basically, what happens after this is the most just 20... I don't want to say 2021, but I'm going to say most current SpongeBob episode. That, and I feel like it's just not good. Basically, like, Squidward, like, takes off his bandages from being tortured and is handsome Squidward. Because, the handsome Squidward was popular in old SpongeBob. So popular with new SpongeBob. And if you like this episode, I'm not attacking you for liking it. I think it's a bad episode. Like, literally, the entire thing is just Squidward being, like, assaulted throughout the episode. That's all it is. Squidward's like, cough, cough, and then Mr. Krabs like, haha, assault time. You are about to be assaulted. No live for you, Mr. Tentacles. Haha! Squidward Tentacles. you mean Squidward Tortellini? Oh my god, what has this turned into? And, like, what I think really sucks about this is, like, we see his nightmare replay in reality. Like, the reason he didn't show up was valid. We see, like, yeah, oh my goodness, whoa, Mr. Squidward honestly knows what he's talking about because he has to deal with it on a daily basis. Whoa, that's not something I would have thought would happen. Mind blown. So anyways, I hope you guys like these episodes. And next week with the, coming up later when the new Owl House episode comes out, I will be making a episode on that. And then I'll be basically talking about, like, what's kind of happened to teen-to-teen games. T for teen games, and kind of, like, how I feel about it. I was planning on doing it this episode, but I decided, like, these two would pair nicely, so I decided to put them into one big thing. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and goodbye! Have a great day.